today on The Bill Kelly Show on 900 CHML.
We're trying to connect with Global News Chief Meteorologist Anthony Farnell, who is in Buffalo right now, which is in the midst of a snow emergency. Here's New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
What we're talking about is a major storm. This is considered an extreme event, an extreme weather event. That means it's dangerous. It also means it's life-threatening.
And someone who should know all about snow and, well, all the other weather conditions as well is Global News Chief Meteorologist Anthony Farnell. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. Yes, it is quite the day in Western New York. We're right in the thick of things now, just south of Buffalo.
And the thick of things, I think, takes on a whole new meaning right now.
Definitely, yeah. And it is really the thickness or the weight of the snow early on in this event that has caused a lot of problems. It's causing people to just slide off of the road. Snow blowers are having difficulty. We're at almost 2 feet now, about 50 to 60 centimeters so far. And it's just been an entire night of whiteout conditions and occasional flashes of light, lightning, and then either loud claps or long rumbles of thunder, which is just incredible in the middle of a winter storm to get that type of setup.
Yeah, you know it's bad when you're hearing and seeing that.
Yeah, definitely. And now we're just out on the roads. We're near the hospital. We're in West Seneca, which is south of Buffalo, and we're watching just a group of people try and get an ambulance out of a snowbank. And that's the type of situation that's not just happening here, but Hamburg, all the way up towards all of the south towns, in fact, just south of Buffalo, are dealing with emergency crews that are stranded, and plows and neighbors just helping one another out. And I had a interesting ordeal this morning. We're trying to find our Global News vehicle, and we're like, is it this one? Is it the next one? You can barely tell where your car is after just 12 hours of heavy snow.
Well, one of the things that I've been doing is, because I'm a bit of a weather nerd myself, I've been watching the system and I've been watching the radar for it, and it is almost right along the line of the border between Canada and the U.S., right along Lake Erie, and then again on Lake Ontario.
Yeah, and for the most part, so far, I mean, there have been times for an hour or two where it ventures north and impacts Fort Erie and parts of Niagara. Same thing, Kingston's had some snow. But for the most part, it's been on the New York side of the border, and that's what you get with a southwesterly flow that goes over the entire length of these lakes. And let's remember, it's been such a mild fall. Water temperatures are running several degrees above average. So when you have warm lakes and unusually cold air above, you're going to get this type of lake effect, and that's what we're seeing today. And this weekend, especially Saturday, we start to see those winds veer a bit more south. So that's going to put Ontario, Niagara region, and parts of Prince Edward County and Kingston into the thick of things, although by then the storms, the cell, will be moving and not just stationary in one place.
Well, there are some people in southern Ontario who are thinking right now, oh, snow around Buffalo. Is it reaching down to Ellicottville, where the ski places are?
Well, yeah, that's a great question. It snowed a little bit yesterday down in that ski region, the Holiday Valley. But for today, this is a little bit too far north, and I think Saturday as well. Sunday, when the Bills were supposed to play, they've moved to Detroit because of all the snow. That's when that snow band will be shifting to the New York ski country. So some good news by the end of the weekend, and it'll be light, fluffy snow by then because it's just getting colder and colder. So, yeah, good news for skiers is not necessarily good news for travelers or just residents that are just packing a shovel, a snowblower, and a lot of patience today in New York.
Yeah. And when you're talking about an ambulance having gone into a snowbank, I mean, you know it's pretty bad when that sort of thing is happening. Do we have any accurate idea of just how much snow is going to fall between now and Sunday?
Yeah, well, I think we're about halfway through here. So we have almost 2 feet, about 60 centimeters. We're going to see this continue throughout the day today and tonight, and then that band shifts into Ontario. So we get a break in New York, and then it comes back in here on Sunday. So I'd say we're almost halfway through the event. It's those snowfall rates that can be up to 10 centimeters every hour. So if you're a snowplow operator and you can only get to a road every 3 or 4 hours, you're falling behind. The storm is beating you, and that's just what people are having to deal with here as the snow continues almost relentlessly. So that's kind of the scene. There's over 100,000 in Erie County alone that are in the dark this morning. The interstate, I-90, is officially open, although there is a travel ban. There are a lot of cargo or 18-wheelers that have made it out there, but as far as regular vehicles, just not recommended as far as travel goes today. It is slow go everywhere, including the major highways.
Now, you were saying that the end of this system may see a push into Ontario. As somebody who lives in St. Catharines and travels to Hamilton, I'm going to be curious as to where that's going to be and how much we might be in for.
Yeah, I do think St. Catharines more than Hamilton, but 15 to maybe 25 centimeters on Saturday, depending. Again, this is a very localized ban that we have to follow closely, because a slight wind shift can mean all the difference. And just yesterday evening, we were in Buffalo, and there wasn't a flake of snow to be seen, and now it's just a completely different situation. So it is St. Catharines tomorrow, and then maybe Hamilton on Sunday, just with flurries. But it's all has everything to do with the wind, and we're going to be watching that very closely as we move through the next couple of days and wait for that warm-up, which hang in there, because I do think we're going back above freezing by the middle of next week.
Okay, some hope in there as well. So I'm thinking more the impact is going to be on places like Fort Erie.
Yeah, Fort Erie for sure, especially late tonight and into Saturday morning. Port Colborne, Niagara Falls, Niagara-on-the-Lake, and then also Lake Ontario. That band shifts into Kingston, Prince Edward County, all the way towards Cobourg, in fact, which can be very difficult in snow squalls, especially along the 401 as it starts to go up in elevation. So all of this on Saturday and then Sunday. Places like Barrie, up towards Collingwood, good news for Blue Mountain and other ski hills. They're going to be seeing incredible amounts of snow, 50 to 100 centimeters, which sometimes gets overshadowed by what's happening around Buffalo. But it is all five of the Great Lakes that are getting in on this action.
All of this really harkens back to, and already comparisons have been made, including by New York's governor, to 2014, and that Game of Thrones-style wall of snow that happened.
Yeah, I was here in 2014, and it is to the date. It was 8 years ago, almost to the date. And then, of course, the National Guard came in here, 5 to even 6 feet of snow, and it really was a wall. This is a bit of a different situation. Snow total slightly less, but it's spraying a much larger area. Because the band is moving, we're not going to see that same wall effect. But it is, we're into another another one of those whiteout conditions as we're trying to get back to our hotel right now.
Well, Anthony, please stay safe.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Global News Chief Meteorologist Anthony Farnell on the weather situation in Buffalo.
The Bill Kelly Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 900 CHML.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment, going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains, made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.